even though he produced eloquent denunciations of slavery and he saw himself as a progressive on the question, he has been faulted for not working as hard for the freedom of African Americans as he did for that of white colonists. He also questioned the equal intellectual capacity of black people, and he never really contemplated the equality of women on terms satisfactory to us today. Even acknowledging all of that, we cannot ignore the transformative and bold words Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, that it is self-evident that all men are created equal. Many people, enslaved and free, black and white, believed those words, believed they expressed their long-held intuitions and condemned the wrongness of the oppression they suffered. They were moved to act. In the American Revolution, enslaved African Americans and some free black people joined the fighting on both sides to vindicate their equal humanity. When they had the chance, they filed freedom suits arguing that the words proclaiming the equality of mankind made their enslavement illegal and unjust. Many African American agitators, from Frederick Douglass to Martin Luther King Jr., have pointed to the Declaration as a promise of equal citizenship. Indeed, many groups, women, immigrants, members of the LGBTQ community, have looked to the document to justify their claims to an equal place in American society. With his stubborn support for the French Revolution, his calls to separate church and state, and his desire to expand the voting franchise among white men, Jefferson gained a reputation as a dangerous radical who would turn society over to a mob. His claims of equality frightened many in America. In the months before he died in 1826, Jefferson reaffirmed the ideas expressed in the Declaration, whose meaning had long transcended its original purpose, announcing the break with Britain and the colonies' determination to form a new nation. In a letter to Roger Whiteman, declining an invitation to participate in a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence because he was ill, Jefferson insisted that all eyes are open, or opening, to the rights of man. He also said he believed that the universal language of the Declaration would one day apply to the world. Equality was the wave of the future.